Acknowledging current job market realities is imperative for job search success. Clinging to comforting narratives while ignoring hard truths will not change how employers operate, especially when it comes to their hiring process. Most job seekers conveniently ignore these seven uncomfortable truths. Accepting them would speed up their job search. There's always someone younger and more ambitious than you. When it comes to job search truisms that suck, this is at the top. Job searching is a competition against other candidates, AI, automation, low-cost overseas labor, and the advantages of using contractors and freelancers. Success in this competitive landscape requires being more driven than your competition, as winning typically demands strong ambition. I view someone younger and more ambitious and more skilled as a call to action. While you can't youth appeal, you can lessen its influence on hiring decisions by showing employers you're relevant, not outdated, by keeping up with technology, shifts in social media and changing social norms. Demonstrating you can work autonomously, read, you'll be easy to manage. Cultivating professional relationships that can vouch for your value to an employer. Establishing you don't have a sense of entitlement, the Achilles heel of most job seekers. You don't own your job, your employer does. The phrase, my job, is misleading. Layoffs illustrate that the job belongs to the employer, yet many job seekers chase the illusion of job security. An employee is essentially renting their job until they leave or their employer no longer requires their services. Job seekers would shorten their job search by adopting a renter's mindset. In other words, don't look for what doesn't exist, a permanent employment situation. Renting is primarily about having a roof over your head. Therefore, we tend to accept, within reason, less than ideal, e.g., neighborhood, kitchen layout, bathroom size. The motivation to buy a home is to build equity, which, as you know, is more challenging, expensive, and requires a long-term commitment. When job searching, think of yourself as looking for a rental situation. Looking for a job that meets your immediate income needs is a quicker route to landing a job than looking for your ideal work situation. What you show is what an employer will know. Employers hire based on results, not opinions. Most resumes and LinkedIn profiles are merely lists of opinions, hence, they fail to attract opportunities. Vague claims like, I'm a team player, lack substance. You must quantify. I was part of a 12-member sales team responsible for a $6.5 million quota. Numbers, the language of business, illustrate your impact and make you a more attractive candidate. You don't define your worth, employers do. A sense of entitlement fuels the obsession with being paid what you're worth. Basic economics. The value of a product or service is primarily determined by how well it solves a customer's problem, meets their needs, and compares with competing products. As I mentioned, when job searching, you're competing against candidates who are younger and more ambitious than you. Thus, they're willing to work for a lower wage to get their foot in the door, gain experience, and prove themselves. The reason many job seekers experience a lengthy job search is because they possess an inflated sense of their value to employers and overlook their competition. Employers are moving away from remote jobs. Their company, their rules. It's no secret that many companies, such as Starbucks, Amazon, Meta, and Walmart, along with Donald Trump mandating federal workers return to the office full-time, are ending the remote work setup during COVID, which gave white-collar workers a taste of the privilege of working from home. From what I've observed and heard, working from home abuse is prevalent. Hence, I agree with employers giving their employees return to office, RTO, notifications and employees having to manage their workdays as they did pre-COVID. Be open to working on-site for a faster job search. If working from home is a non-negotiable, must-have, be prepared for a lengthy job search, as the number of such opportunities is rapidly shrinking. Your LinkedIn profile and activity on LinkedIn matter more than your resume. What has more visibility, your resume, seen only by those you send it to, or your LinkedIn profile, which anyone can view at any time? Given how influential your LinkedIn profile can be to your job search and career, I find it surprising that I still see profiles that scream, "I'm not serious about my job search or career." With all the information and guides available, it's inexcusable not to create a fully optimized LinkedIn profile that'll attract opportunities. Your likability supersedes your skills and experience. Hiring managers don't hire candidates they don't like, so likability is a job seeker's biggest asset. While your resume, cover letter, and LinkedIn profile will get you interviews, the success of your interview will be primarily determined by how likable you are. Therefore, being likable is a trait, red, skill, worth fostering. Job searching is tough, but ignoring these hard truths only makes it harder. Understanding how hiring really works, adapting to market realities, and focusing on what employers value most will give you a competitive edge. Instead of clinging to outdated job search myths, take control of your career by making informed, strategic moves. The sooner you embrace these realities, the sooner you'll land the right opportunity. Nick Kosovan, a well-seasoned veteran of the corporate landscape, offers advice on searching for a job. Copyright Troy Media. The commentaries offered on sasktoday.ca are intended to provide thought-provoking material for our readers. The opinions expressed are those of the authors. Contributors' articles or letters do not necessarily reflect the opinion of any sasktoday.ca staff.